Hello and welcome to a TMCNet podcast. My name is Rich Tarani. The date is Thursday, April 17th, 2008. And once again, I am the editor-in-chief of TMCNet and the president of TMC, and I'm thrilled to have wonderful person to interview on the phone today, a very important person in the world of open source, and he is the CEO of Digium, Danny Windham. Danny, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well today, Rich, and thanks.
Great, great. You've been at Digium for just over a year now, and you came from a non-open source background, and I'm wondering, what are some of the more noteworthy things that you've learned in the past year, which may potentially differentiate the open source world from the non-open source world?
Well, Rich, it's been a very interesting year for me. Don't forget that I was on the board of Digium since its founding, so for several years prior to actually joining. But I will say that you don't get involved at the level of detail as a board member that you do as a CEO. And so I have been forced to go learn about things that really I had only been exposed to in the past but didn't dig into. You know, open source makes for such a very unique company. And what I have been worried about is trying to ensure that Digium is a company can build what is a successful business that can also be very symbiotic with the open source Asterisk project. And to be able to do that, it has required that I try to dig in and understand more about what the true advantages of open source are, what the strengths and the weaknesses of open source are, specifically, you know, what the motivations are and how you go about trying to influence and build a community of developers. And certainly there is some difficulty associated with building a business around open source that doesn't apply when you're trying to build a business around a proprietary technology. So it's been a real learning experience for me. I've truly enjoyed learning about this because I think we can all agree that open source is clearly a major trend in the software industry today.
Absolutely, no, I agree. And to me, it's amazing how many announcements the company has made in the last year and all the different areas that your company has gone into, and even acquisitions, and one in particular in the small business space. And I'm really curious to hear more about how you look at the turnkey PBX market and how that fits in with your overall strategy.
Yeah, so I presume that you're talking about the Switchbox announcement that we made late in 2007. If we try to describe the philosophy within Digium, Digium really has two roles in life. One is the sponsor and maintainer of the open source Asterisk project, and that is one of the primary goals of the company. But the other side of the company is a for-profit entity, which is attempting to build all things Asterisk. And if you think about, if you think the same way we're thinking about our mission, we want to bring Asterisk to a very broad segment of users, which includes customers on a continuum from those who have very little technical sophistication to those who have a lot of technical sophistication. And on the technically sophisticated end of that equation, we find customers out there all the time who are confident and capable of using the open source. And for that segment of the market, they may only need a handful of things from Digium, things like maybe Asterisk training. Some of them purchase boards from us to transform a PC into a PBX, documentation, and maybe some level of support. But as you move back down the scale to the end where those technically unsophisticated customers live, they may not know and may not care that a product is based on open source, and they may not have the technical skill to be able to use the open source themselves. So we are packaging Asterisk in a turnkey product fashion to be able to bring Asterisk to that segment of the market as well. And I think that's really a data point in the open source evolution, because at least up until recently, open source has been adopted by what we might characterize as the early adopters in the marketplace. And when we can see customers who really don't know or care that products are based on open source adopting products based on open source, I think it's a data point that says you know, open source has really evolved to a new level.
And you know, you talk a little bit about open source and the difference between the various strategies of generating revenue and having an open source project, and I'm curious, what do you think of just the transition of managing an open source project into a company that is a for-profit entity? Now, of course, the differences between Digium and Asterisk are worth pointing out, and I'll allow you to do that. So describe some of those differences and how you manage having a viable company, which of course is healthy for the open source community, by generating profit, while at the same time supporting that open source community. How does all that work together at the end of the day?
Well, Rich, it is truly a balancing act. When I talked about one of Digium's role being the sponsor of the open source project, we really see our role there as the benevolent sponsor, because while we believe that the success of Asterisk does not necessarily translate into success for Digium, we also believe that success for Asterisk is necessary for Digium to have an opportunity to succeed. So that the broader Asterisk is adopted, then the more opportunity there exists for Digium to add value to that and create some sort of a for-profit entity. But in that balancing act, you know, being able to motivate and attract and retain a community of developers who continue to be willing to contribute to the project is key and fundamental to the future of Asterisk. You know, Asterisk is the open source project that today is the de facto standard for a IP communications platform, and Digium is a company that's attempting to build value around that project. And so occasionally, decisions are in conflict between what's in the best interest of the open source community and what's in the best interest of the company. And we work very hard to try to balance those decisions, recognizing that if we make decisions that negatively impact the community, that's going to negatively impact the product, the project, and therefore that will negatively impact Digium. Developers are a very passionate group, and they, if you make a decision that they disagree with, they will absolutely tell you about it. And so we've been very deliberate about trying to listen to what community members are saying. We have a person in the company whose role is to interface and help drive the development of that community. And, you know, if we can do a good job of that, then I think the project will continue to flourish. You know, the community also is one in which actions speak louder than words. And so in our mission to be the benevolent sponsor, I think community members ask the question every day, is Digium giving back to the Asterisk project at a rate that makes it stronger? And we are committed to the fact that as the commercial side of Digium grows, we continuously increase our support level of the Asterisk open source project with the thought in mind that success of Asterisk is necessary for there to be an opportunity for Digium to succeed.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, thanks for explaining that. And as the open source market grows, I'm curious, from someone who's inside the leading company in the space, where are we on the adoption curve of open source technology right now?
I think we can all agree that open source is certainly not a passing fad. It is a trend that is here to stay, and it really fits under the umbrella of mass collaboration in general. You know, there was a great book written not long ago called Wikinomics, which really dives in and explains the concept of mass collaboration. And open source, in my mind, is just an extension of this mass collaboration trend. And the book essentially says that today's technology and low-cost tools, such as, you know, really powerful PCs and very available bandwidth, allows people to come together who have common interest and allows people with specific skills to collaborate on specific topics that are for the good of that project or topic. And in the case of Asterisk, it is the case, you know, there are people all over the world who have some interest in IP communications, who have interest in phone systems, who have interest in PBXs. And those low-cost tools enable all of them to really contribute. Now, open source itself, we don't view that as a business model. You know, open source really is a development model, and so essentially this is a sea change in the way technology is developed, as opposed to being developed by a group of proprietary people banded in one spot. It is decentralized and democratized such that that technology is developed by a group of collaborating people who all have some skill and motivation and interest. And in our view, it really is a more effective development model than the traditional proprietary development model. And it's also probably a different marketing model. The concept that someone can download a product, in this case a project, for free and play with it and decide if it has value for their company or not, kind of changes the rules about the way products are brought to market. And so in Digium's case, you know, we have potential customers who are downloading the Asterisk project, and then we can in some way add value to their use of that project. That is kind of a balancing between our open source project management role and our for-profit entity role.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, so I know that your company has, by that I mean Digium, has partnered with a bunch of high-profile partners in the voice world, like 3Com and NTT and Aspect. Tell me, will we see more of these kinds of partnerships going forward? Is that part of your strategy? How does that work?
It is part of the strategy, and it's enabled by virtue of the fact that Asterisk has become a very feature-rich, very stable code base. And because of its open source nature, there are organizations out there that I think are, at least fancy themselves, being a supplier in the IP communication space. And Asterisk is a way for them to jumpstart their internal projects. If you were a manufacturer that traditionally has not participated in the IP communication space, but you're in a business that's complementary, as opposed to investing to engineer the core engine that Asterisk represents today yourself, you could partner with Digium to license that core engine and then build your product upon that core engine. That's really what has attracted the interest of 3Com and Aspect, and I think there are a number of other organizations out there that might have similar thoughts. You know, just thinking through how the world might change with the evolution of open source and this Asterisk engine that could be utilized by much bigger companies. You know, traditionally, phone systems have been sold in a way where a company would buy a phone system and then they would install it and use it. If you look at the way enterprise software has been sold, those manufacturers really sell you what you could think of as a jar of clay, and then they also sell you consulting time to mold that jar of clay so that that software specifically fits your organization. That concept has really never been applied to telephone systems, and with an open source model, that concept can absolutely be applied to telephone systems. So you could kind of sit back and say, what sort of companies does this industry trend enable to begin to participate in IP communications? And I think those companies that are today providing infrastructure for enterprise, for ERP systems and other major elements of, you know, core infrastructure would see this as an opportunity to move into IP communications as a additional portion of their business, and I think Asterisk plays a key role in enabling them to be able to do that.
Fantastic. So do you think that other high-profile traditional networking and voice equipment manufacturers will continue to adopt open source as part of their product lines?
I think the answer is without a doubt. There probably are a handful of different types of companies that are out there. Those that are strictly proprietary and refuse to accept open source as having some impact on the future of their business, I think you might put in the endangered species category. Those who recognize that open source will have some bearing upon their business, I think would be in the relatively current status of the market. And those who believe they could build their business almost exclusively off of open source, I would put in the progressive thinking category. So there are a number of people out there in the progressive thinking category that I expect to continue to adopt Asterisk as well as other open source projects to try to further their business.
Oh, great. So there's an event associated with your products and your company, AsterCon. And there's been a change in terms of the management of the event, and now it's managed by Digium. And I'm very curious to know what the community and the people coming to the AstroCon event can expect to see differently now.
Well, we as Digium are maybe we only had aligned ourselves with someone to help us produce that show. Digium has always been in control of the content of the show and the agenda for the show. In fact, that is a role that we acquired when we purchased a company called Sokol & Associates, who actually started and managed the AstroCon show up until the acquisition time. So with the demise of the partner that we had chosen to help run that show for us, we have now taken that show back in-house. And it is a topic that we've heard a number of the community members asking what's going to happen with the show given the demise of the partner we had selected. And the show will go on. I don't anticipate there will be much of a perceivable change in terms of the content of the show or what goes on at the show. It only means that Digium will now be doing the heavy lifting to actually produce the show, and so the show will go on.
Fantastic, fantastic. I'm looking forward to actually coming to one of the AstroCon events. I've had people from my team go down and be part of it, but I haven't had the pleasure of going to the show. So.
Yeah, well, we'd like to extend a special invitation for you to come join us.
How nice. And why don't, you know, while I have you on the line, why don't you share with us the dates and the location and just give us 30 more seconds on why everyone should be there.
All right. Well, first, that would mean I have to remember what the proper dates are.
I'm glad I'm not alone because people ask me when our shows are all the time, and I never know the date. So, Danny, I think I'm in fantastic company, and I appreciate that. So,
I think the dates are the 24th through the 27th of September, and the show is in Phoenix, Glendale specifically. And it is a show that is targeted to all sorts of asterisk-related interest. There's a segment of the show that's very specifically focused upon developers. In fact, that's one of the core missions of the show, is to bring developers together and to try to introduce them to each other and make sure that we're doing and investing in the community that's doing actual work on the project. But there are also organizations there that have built some business model around Asterisk. There's a segment of the conference that's actually a trade show so that these organizations are allowed to present their products to potential customers. And then there are customers who come who have an interest in Asterisk as a product as well. So it serves a broad range in the community, but it really is a very technically oriented show.
That's great, and thank you for the explanation. And I'm excited to definitely come to future events. In the last few years, the evolution of software and the web, we've seen what people call now 2.0, Web 2.0 specifically, and there's now software that takes advantage of things like mashups and community development and community interaction and collaboration, and depending on what your definition of Web 2.0 is. I'm curious, what do you think about Web 2.0 as it applies to businesses of various sizes?
Well, I think the evolution of the web, specifically moving to mashups and what we've come to know as Web 2.0, has really enabled a fundamental change in our thinking about Asterisk, the open source project. And if you ask us probably maybe 2, possibly 3 years ago, our belief was that Asterisk is the application and it is the mission of the community and Digium to expand Asterisk such that it is a see-all, do-all, know-all application for IP communications. Over the last year, that impression has really shifted. We now look at Asterisk as more of an engine, and that engine needs to be developed such that it enables application developers all over the world to be able to develop very rich applications that utilize the engine, and therefore we're doing a lot of work on things like APIs and specifically the AGI to enable that to work more seamlessly. Now, with our acquisition of SwitchFox, one of our interests in SwitchFox is that they had built a very easy-to-use, very feature-rich application to run on top of Asterisk, and specifically what they built is a small business PBX. And where Asterisk is an engine that you could use to build everything from a dune buggy to a 767, they selected one target segment market, and they built a really nice application to address that one target segment. And part of the way they were successful in doing that was they enabled a Web 2.0 mashup philosophy that allows for very easy integration with other products like Salesforce.com and Sugar CRM and Google Maps. And in fact, customers can very easily, in fact, I could do it, program their own web mashup. And in our view, that's really where things are headed. One company can't do all things, and it is a collaborative environment in the world today, and our mission is to easily plug into that collaborative environment to make customers' lives easier.
Well, that's great. I'm out of questions, and I'm curious, is there anything else that you feel that we should touch upon before we end the podcast?
No, Rich, I would just like to thank you for your time today and congratulate you on all the things that are going on at TMC. I understand that the company is really growing and things are booming, and it's because you guys are doing some great work out there.
Thank you, and likewise, I'm really excited to see the growth of the open source movement and how the company behind Asterisk it continues to grow while simultaneously supporting the community. And I'm seeing the open source movement in the communication space continue to expand, and give you a lot of credit and your coworkers for what they do. So keep up the good work, and this has been a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to doing more of these. Once again, you've been listening to a TMC podcast, and my name is Rich Tarani, and we've had the pleasure of speaking with Danny Windham, who's the CEO of Digium, the company behind Asterisk, a very large player in the open source communication space. So thank you very much, Danny, and have a wonderful day.
You too, Rich.